जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय गौरानिताय जय गौरानिताय गौरानिताय जय गौरानिताय जय जय प्रभुपा जय जय प्रभुपा
युगधर्म हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय जगद्गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 27 टाइटल्ड अटैक बाय चंडवेग ऑन द सिटी ऑफ किंग पुरंजन टेक्स्ट 5। तयैवं रममाणस्य कामकश्मलचेतसः क्षणार्धम् इव राजेन्द्र व्यतिक्रान्तं नवं वयम् तयैवं रममाणस्य कामकश्मलचेतसः क्षणार्धम् इव राजेन्द्र व्यतिक्रान्तं नवं वयः तयैवं रममाणस्य कामकश्मलचेतसः क्षणार्धम् इव राजेन्द्र व्यतिक्रान्तं नवं वयः What two word meaning? Taya, with her, evam, in this way, Ramamanasya, enjoying, kama, full of lust, kashmala, sinful, chetasaha, his heart, shana ardham, in half a moment, eva, like, Raja Indra, O King, Vyatikrantam, expired, Navam, new, Vayaha, life. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. My dear King Prachina Bharishat, in this way King Puranjan, with his heart full of lust and sinful reactions, began to enjoy sex with his wife, and in this way his new life and youth expired in half a moment. We'll chant Mangalacharan and discuss. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sva Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Ragunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानोस्ते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम रामा हरे हरे। मोकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपातं वंदे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारिणं परमानंदमाधवं श्रीचैतन्येश्वरम्। So here we are discussing about King Puranjan, who is enjoying with his wife without any restriction. And here this verse says that in this way King Puranjan, with his heart full of lust and sinful reactions, began to enjoy sex with his wife, and in this way his new life and youth expired in half a moment. So this is a very instructive verse. So it clearly says that he was enjoying, and in no time he lost all the energetic youth that was there. Srila Prabhupada gives a wonderful purport. He says, he starts with Govindadas Thakur's bhajan. Srila Govindadas Thakur has sung, Edhana yaubana putra parijana ite ki ache paratitire Kamala dala jala jivana talamala bhajahu hari padani tire. In this verse, Srila Govindadas actually says that there is no bliss. There is no bliss in the enjoyment of youthful life. In youth, a person becomes very lusty to enjoy all kinds of sense objects. The sense objects are form, taste, smell, touch and sound. The modern scientific method or advancement of scientific civilization encourages the enjoyment of these five senses. The younger generation is very pleased to see a beautiful form, to hear radio messages of material news, and sense gratificatory songs, to smell nice scents, nice flowers, and to touch the soft body or the breasts of young women, and gradually touch the sex organs. All of this is also very pleasing to the animals. Therefore, in human society, there are restrictions in the enjoyment of the five sense objects. If one does not follow, he becomes exactly like an animal. So, here, Govindadas Thakur is talking about how the entire time of youth is just wasted. It is wasted in wealth, dhana, yauvana, in the youth, putra, the offsprings, and parijana, all the relatives. So a lot of time is spent in with all these people, and obviously with a lot of things around which is acquired. He makes a very important point. He says, Kamala dala jala jivana talamala. So like in Kamala dala, on the leaf of the lotus flower, when the drop of water falls, so how long the water will stay on that leaf, no one knows. Any time, it can just go down into the water again. Similarly, this is how our life is. Kamala dala jala jivana talamala. Our life is also similar, where we don't know, when that expiry date will be there in front of us. I always say this, that when Lord manufactured us, He also stamped the expiry date. And the worst thing is, no one knows the expiry date. And everyone has one. So in this way, when a person does not know the expiry date, the only thing that the person does is, till that point, he just keeps enjoying. Because no one knows when we are going to die. The only slogan of this world is enjoy. So everyone just enjoys. And now in this modern age, we see it's very difficult to be an ideal brahmachari, an ideal grihastha, ideal vanaprastha or ideal sannyasi. Because there's so much of allurement around. So much of allurement. Everything is so alluring. It's so attractive that even when someone wants to practice bhakti, that person will be attracted to all this. And here Prabhupada mentions that the sense objects which are there, those are very attractive. And Prabhupada says that the younger generation is very pleased to see a beautiful form. Now when it comes to this seeing a beautiful form, all glories to the media industry. Very nicely, it makes sure that everywhere beautiful forms are there. Even for men's undergarment, a female will be holding it.
Yes.
This is how nonsensical it is. Even when the need of a female is not needed, still a female will be portrayed, you know, in some poster or some big banners or whatever. And there is nothing called as personal now. Even when it comes to the undergarments of females, you know, even those are put, you know, along with that female on the big banners. We can imagine that how much people want to see, you know, from their eyes all these nonsensical things. Obviously, what to talk about those, you know, who are posing for such photos? I'll not like to comment on that. To hear radio messages of material news and sense gratificatory songs. At that time, television was not that rampant, so Prabhupada is saying radio messages. If TV was there at that time, Prabhupada would have written double the heavy purport for that. sense gratificatory songs. So, any movie that gets released, first what releases is the songs. They'll release the song first. Because people want to hear. And these songs are made in such a way that it triggers the sex desire of the person. Any song for that matter. So it is recommended when it comes to a Krishna conscious devotee that one shouldn't hear the songs. Many times people ask this question, devotees ask this question that what about the devotional songs sung by the professional singers? So whenever we hear anything from anyone, doesn't matter what it is, what is the substance, even if it's devotional, what happens is the consciousness of the person gets transferred when we hear the songs or a talk from any person. So along with the talk, along with the song, what enters our ears is not just the melody, not just the tune, not just the lyrics. Along with that, the consciousness of the person enters. And for sadhakas like us, you know, it's very important, you know, to make sure that we don't hear anything or we don't hear from anyone except devotees. And that too, the devotees who are very, very serious in practicing Krishna consciousness. Because our consciousness is already contaminated, and in that, you know, more contamination from someone else. So this is the thing, when we hear, so everyone likes to hear. In one of the youth class, I was talking about this, that unknowingly, subconsciously, all the boys like to hear the kirtan sung by Matajis. And then in that class, suddenly there were so many messages, yes Prabhu, you are correct, I am hearing every day. This is what it is. Natural, that is very, very natural. Even in kirtan, even in any song for that matter, we keep searching for sense gratification. Doesn't matter if it's Hare Krishna Mahamantra or if something else. What people search for, what to do, we're contaminated, right? So, search for sense gratification. So that's what Prabhupada is saying, sense gratificatory songs. To smell nice scents, nice flowers, and to touch the soft body or breast of a young woman, and gradually touch the sex organs. So it goes more on the gross platform where the person wants to physically enjoy and do sense gratification. All of this is also very pleasing to animals. Therefore, in human society, there are restrictions and enjoyment of the five sense objects. So to be very frank, there is no much difference between animals and human beings. But then Prabhupada, you know, he will go ahead and he'll make a point that animals are much better than human beings. Because they have some restriction, they follow it properly. But when it comes to human beings, they try to find out different means to do the same sense gratificatory thing, same sense gratificatory activity. And when they do that, they get bored with one and again they start doing the other one. So when it comes to devotees, you know, this is our meditation, that come what may, our activities will not change, whatever it is. Our Mangalarti will remain the same, the tune will remain the same, and the lyrics will remain the same. And when it comes to prasad, it will remain the same. When it comes to our attire, it will remain the same. The tilak will also remain the same. Everything is same when it comes to devotees, because initially, even these activities are for enjoyment, or devotees take it for granted and start enjoying. But then with time, when a devotee becomes serious, he starts understanding or starts realizing that how much these activities are important, these devotional activities are so important, for advancing in spiritual life. And slowly and steadily the mood changes. From the mood of enjoyment, there's a transformation and it goes into the mood of service. So even while singing, you know, it might be for one's own sense gratification, but now the person, the devotee, starts singing for the gratification of the senses of Lord Shri Krishna. Initially, the devotee might cook for one's own sense gratification, but with time, when the devotee gets the reciprocation from the Supreme Personality of Godhead or feels the presence of the Lord in some or the other way, he starts cooking for the Lord, for his sense pleasure. So in this way, we understand that when it comes to devotees, you know, we have to be very, very careful that what are we doing? Because what is actually obstructing all of us in our Krishna consciousness to advance in Krishna consciousness? Because when Prabhupada writes the statement that Krishna, okay, the devotee is eager to take darshan of Krishna, and next line Prabhupada writes, even more eager is Krishna who wants to give darshan to the devotees. If this is the case, then what is the obstacle in between the devotee and the Lord? The obstacle is this, the mood of sense gratification, the mood of enjoyment, all the time searching for enjoyment everywhere. So if this can be removed, then automatically the devotee will be able to take darshan of the Lord, will be able to get the reciprocation from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus in this verse, it is specifically stated, Kama Kashmala Chetasaha. The consciousness of King Puranjan was polluted by lusty desires and sinful activities. In the previous verse, it is stated that Puranjan, although advanced in consciousness, lay down on a very soft bed with his wife. This indicates that he indulged too much in sex. The words Navam Vayaha are also significant in this verse. They indicate the period of youth from age 16 to 30. These 13 to 15 years of life are years in which one can very strongly enjoy the senses. When one comes to this age, he thinks that life will go on and that he will simply continue enjoying his senses, but time and tide wait for no man. The span of youth expires very quickly. One who wastes his life simply by committing sinful activities in youth immediately becomes disappointed and disillusioned when the brief period of youth is over. The material enjoyments of youth are especially pleasing to a person who has no spiritual training. If one is trained only according to the bodily conception of life, he simply leads a disappointed life, because bodily sense enjoyment finishes within 40 years or so. After 40 years, one simply leads a disillusioned life because he has no spiritual knowledge. For such a person, the expiration of youth occurs in half a moment. Thus, King Puranjan's pleasure, which he took in laying down with his wife, expired very quickly. So this particular period that is there, whatever is given, 15 to 30 years. So this is the most energetic time of a person, of a human being. And this is the time where he can do anything and everything very nicely. Be it sense enjoyment, be it devotional service, or be it anything for that matter. This is the time when people look forward for making their career. This is the time, you know, to do all this. This is the time when the person starts searching for opposite gender and call it as life partner. So in this way, this is the time when, this is a time span wherein the living entity or human being, he starts searching or he starts doing various things, various activities with lots and lots of energy and enthusiasm. So when it comes to Prahlad Maharaj, he makes it very clear, Kaumaram Acharet Pragyaho. He says that right from the childhood one should practice bhakti. And what is the childhood according to Prahlad Maharaj? So Prahlad Maharaj was sitting in the, he was there in the school, and all his friends are calling him, Cholo, come, let's play. And Prahlad Maharaj is like, no, we are already late, how can we play now? Come on, let's do devotional service. And then he starts giving class. So right from the age of 5, a person is expected to do bhakti. And unfortunately, we are late. You know, we have come in our 20s or late 20s or 30s. So now, the thing that one has to analyze is, how much more time is there? How much more energetic time is there? Because with time, the body is anyways going to dwindle. One devotee was nicely sharing this, that it's better to offer a fresh fruit than a dried and spoiled fruit. So this span that is there, 15 to 30 years or whatever. So this 16 to 30 years. So this is like a fresh fruit. This has to be offered to Krishna. He is the enjoyer. He has to enjoy this fresh fruit. After that, it's all about, it will get dried, and after that, it will spoil. So even when it comes to devotees, it's very important. I'm talking about the youth devotees. It's very important that every single moment is utilized in service of the Lord. Because in this particular span, the lifespan, what happens is lots and lots of allurements will be put forward by Maya Shakti. Lots of things she will put. Now it's up to the youth devotee who is there that how much to utilize or how much to do sense gratification at that time. Now it's up to that devotee to decide, now what should I do? Should I do sense gratification or should I do bhakti? Because for both, there are lots of avenues. Even for joining Brahmacharya Ashram, this is the time span that is given from 16 to 30. After that, not sure if that person will be accepted or not in Brahmacharya Ashram. Because what is needed is when the person has energy in the body and when he serves the Lord, automatically the lusty desires which are there or the sense gratificated desires which are there, with time it will go down. But with lot of sensual desires, if he enters at a very, very ripe age, what will happen? Who can correct that person, right? And how much service will that person be able to do? So this is the time, this is the lifespan that is there, the youth, wherein we can do nice devotional service. But then again, it doesn't matter at what time we come to devotional service. What matters is, are we utilizing every single moment in service of Krishna or not? It is said that, in Hindi it is said, sadhu savdhan. A sadhu has to be always alert. A devotee has to be always alert. Every single moment has to be utilized in service of Krishna. Every single moment. Even if one moment we deviate, the mind is very, very clever to just pull us out, from our devotional service. Even one moment. So, Rupa Goswami, he stresses on this point of avyartha kalatvam, not wasting a single moment or utilizing every single moment in service of Krishna. So, this avyartha kalatvam is very, very important, wherein a devotee is completely engaged in Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, and so on. He's completely engaged in doing practical services of the Lord. He's completely engaged and absorbed in thinking about the Lord, chanting His holy names. Now, sometimes there's a question by, again, youth devotees, that what about the neutral content that is available on YouTube? Nor devotional or devotional. So we have Krishna conscious and non-Krishna conscious stuff. So what about the one that is there in between? So to be very frank, there's nothing called in between. It will be either on this side or this side. Yes. So if it is Krishna conscious, it will talk about Krishna and it will increase our devotional mood towards Krishna. If it is not talking about Krishna, it is non-Krishna conscious. Simple. There's nothing called as neutral. So whenever Maya want to trick, no, this is how she will trick. Neutral, go ahead, watch it. What's the problem? Maybe some comedy scenes are there, or maybe some. In fact, I was hearing from some devotees that in some place, devotees go for movies, theater. And what is the criteria to go, or how do they select which movie to go for? So, in whichever movie, there are no sensual scenes, in that they can go. Wherever there are some moral lessons are there, we can go there. Now, as soon as we enter a passionate place, what will happen? Everyone sitting around is lusty. Everyone is having so much of intense sex desire. And then, a devotee with tilak goes there and sits in front of the screen. Not sure what will happen on the screen, but at least because of the influence of so many people around, the devotee's consciousness will get spoiled. And which movie, is so pure and so nice? The fact is, everyone who is acting on the screen, that their character itself, will be so spoiled or whatever. Because maximum people in this glamour world, they belong to this category. I was aspiring for that, so a bit of research I did at that time. So, yes, that's how contaminated the consciousness is. And when they are acting on the screen, and when we are relishing the same, be it even Krishna conscious acting or whatever it is, With time, if you are, keep just watching the same thing, our consciousness will get spoiled for sure. Because the person who is speaking, the dialogues which are coming from the mouth of the person, his consciousness is spoiled. So along with the dialogue, consciousness enters our ears, as I already said. So we have to be very, very cautious. The devotees have to be very cautious, sadhu, savdhan. If we are not cautious about things, oh, then it's very, very difficult. There are a few of my counselees who send hour-to-hour sadhana report. And then that inspired me to send hour-to-hour sadhana report. That really helps, for the person who is going through a sadhana report, okay, where did this 5 minutes go? Where did this 2 minutes go? So a devotee has to make sure that every single moment, what is he doing? He has to be very much alert. Obviously, it will be very, very miserable to keep a check of every single minute what we are doing. But then what to do? We have done so much of sense gratification in the past that as soon as we just relax for some time, sense gratificatory thoughts will come. So every single moment, this is the analysis that a devotee should do, that what am I doing now? Am I doing Krishna conscious activity or neutral activity? You have to ask. We have to ask. And obviously then we'll understand, what activity we are doing. Kama kashmala chetasaha also indicates that unrestricted sense enjoyment is not allowed in human form of life by the laws of nature. If one enjoys his senses unrestrictedly, he leads a sinful life. The animals do not violate the laws of nature. For example, the sex impulse in animals is very strong during certain months of the year. The lion is very powerful. He is a flesh eater and is very strong, but he enjoys sex only once in a year. Similarly, according to religious injunctions, a man is restricted to enjoy sex only once in a month, after the menstrual period of the wife, and if the wife is pregnant, he's not allowed sex life at all. That is the law of human beings. A man is allowed to keep more than one wife because he cannot enjoy sex when the wife is pregnant. If he wants to enjoy sex at such a time, he may go to another wife who is not pregnant. These are laws mentioned in Manu Samhita and other scriptures. So these laws are given at in our scriptures, just so that those people who are so addicted now to all the sense gratification, they will be given some path to do sense gratification in a religious way, so that they don't commit sin. But then this cannot be taken as the law. This cannot be taken as the standard, for people in general. Even when it comes to devotees, this is my personal meditation. So many times we relax various things, whatever rules and regulations or whatever it is. But then one thing we have to understand is, Prabhupada says that one has to follow rules and regulations very, very strictly if one wants to advance in Krishna consciousness. He writes this in this line in one of the purports. So very, very strictly the person has to follow. I was telling in the base class that if we have this mood of chalta hai, chalo, chalta hai Prabhuji, it's okay, sometime, we can relax. No, we cannot. And sometimes grihastha devotees tell that, Prabhuji, we're grihasthas, how can we do this? Whatever it is, expectation from be it a brahmachari or grihastha, it is full-time devotional service. There's nothing called as relaxing. Nothing called as relaxing the rules and regulations. Like for example, eating here and there. Now there are various restaurants called devotee restaurants. But do we really know if devotees are cooking? And do we really know if if it is offered to the Lord? Deities might be kept in the restaurant, but are they worshipped? So this is the point to analyze, because it's not about eating just without onion and garlic, it's about having prasadam. It is not about just having without onion and garlic. Even Jain people have without onion and garlic. So are they devotees? In that Rishabh Dev's pastime, Prabhupada nicely takes all the Jain people in the purports. Very nicely comments on that. So the point is, what are we eating? No, sometimes it's okay, Prabhuji, we want some relaxation. No, what relaxation? We have come to bhakti not to relax, we are here to attain Krishna. And to attain Krishna, we have to be always fired up, always. And obviously, when we are in association of fired up devotees, then it will happen. That is there. That is without any doubt. So again and again, this point should be analyzed, that am I relaxing the rules and regulations given by Srila Prabhupada? Yes. Prabhupada is very clear in his purports, what has to be done. But then, when we ourselves relax the rules and regulations, and then when we say, oh, this process doesn't work, Who is at fault? We are at fault, right? So what are we seeing? What are we hearing? What are we tasting? What are we smelling? What are we touching? All that has to be, you know, there in the jurisdiction of devotional service. Whatever Prabhupada has given, it should be there within that. Yes. And obviously with time, you know, we'll come to the platform of Bhalana Khaive, Bhalana Parive. Yes. So like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says to Raghunath Das Goswami, if I'm not wrong, he tells Raghunath Das Goswami that don't eat palatable dishes. And then he says, don't dress yourself, you know, nicely. So normally we see that in various festivals and various other functions, you know, people dress so nicely as if it is their birthday. Yes, it's Lord's birthday, it's Lord's Rath Yatra. But then the devotee will be ready, just, you know, ready so that he can be there on the Rath. So in my college time, we had a group of counselees, Amarendra Prabhu's counselees, so I was one of them. So we had some Matajis and, you know, we were some Prabhujis. So it used to be a nice time going together, doing kirtan and all that. And then during Rath Yatra, these Matajis will dress very nicely and come. And then if we ask them, you know, for whom have you dressed? Why have you dressed so nicely? Prabhuji, for Jagannath. Jagannath will look at us. Really? And when we went to Vrindavan also, nowadays, you know, it is said dhoti kurta has to be worn. And what is the principle of wearing dhoti kurta? That when we come to the temple, you know, so we have to be very, very simple. That is what is the principle. So we wear white and white. And if everyone is wearing white and white, what is the big thing? So people will not look at each other. They look at the colorful personality. That is the Lord. But now, you know, we have got wonderful, you know, color kurtas. And then on that, embroidery work is there. And sometimes the color will be so nice that people cannot see the Lord. They can just see this person. And the Uttris which are coming nowadays, the Harinam Uttris, with the black color with nice golden, you know, Mahamantra written on that. So what are we trying to do? We are just trying to manipulate with what the Acharya has told and nothing else. We have to see what is the principle, because principle matters a lot. It's not about, okay, I want to do this sense gratification, so I'll do it. Okay, वैसे तो we'll just keep doing. So again and again, this point has to be analyzed. Even for brahmacharis, you know, at times, the shawl which is there, you know, brahmacharis wear, that also becomes color. It's very sad to see, but then what to do? So we have to be very, very careful, you know, what are we doing? And are we relaxing the rules and regulations, or are we really following, you know, point to point as given by the Acharya? And once we do that, we can actually see the change, because we are following the instruction of the Acharya. Only when we follow the instruction of the Acharya as it is, we will get the result as it is told by the Acharya. Or else, we cannot expect the result, or we cannot expect to attain the ultimate goal. These laws and scriptures are meant for human beings. As such, if one violates these laws, he becomes sinful. The conclusion is that unrestricted sense enjoyment means sinful activities. Illicit sex is sex that violates the laws given by scriptures. When one violates the laws of scriptures or the Vedas, he commits sinful activities. One who is engaged in sinful activities cannot change his consciousness. Our real function is to change our consciousness from Kashmala, sinful consciousness, to Krishna, the Supreme Pure. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Param Brahma Param Dhamma Pavitram Paramam Bhavan. Krishna is the pure, Supreme Pure, and if we change our consciousness from material enjoyment to Krishna, we become purified. This is the process recommended by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the process of Cheto Darpana Marjanam, cleansing the mirror of the heart. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Tesham Tvantagatam Papam Jananam Punya Karmanam Te Dvandva Moha Nirmukta Bhajante Mam Dridavrataha. When that Dridavrata will come, when that determination will come to practice bhakti with one-pointed focus, when the sinful reactions of the persons are nullified, then this is possible. So when the sinful activities are going on, and still, you know, and along with that, when the person is practicing bhakti, so it's very difficult to get the taste in devotional service. So to check, am I doing sinful activity or not, is another very important thing. Obviously, at the gross platform, devotees don't do sinful activities. No. A devotee might break the illicit sex regulative principle, or he can, I think that is the only one which a devotee will break. Even intoxic, that's the only one. But when it comes to meat eating, intoxication, gambling, devotees will not get into all this. Yes. So illicit sex is that, you know, which is a very, very abominable thing. And Prabhupada writes in Nectar of Instruction Purport that thinking about sex, then talking about sex, planning about sex, and actually getting involved in sex is illicit. Prabhupada says this. Very, very heavy. So, if we have to just analyze, you know, what is the thought process that is going on? Now, if this is the thought process, then still the sinful activities are getting committed. So, this in one of the class I was hearing, so Guru Maharaj was telling that in Kali Yuga, the sins committed by the mind are not considered. And then he added for others, not for devotees. For devotees, even that is considered. Yeah, obviously, that makes a lot of sense also, because for devotees, it is Savai Mana Krishna Padaravindayor. What are we expected to do? Meditate on the lotus feet of the Lord. That is what is the expectation, you know, when we wear this attire and when we call ourselves as devotees. So, when you don't do that, then obviously it's sin. So, in this way, again and again, the check has to be done that what is my activity? Now, what is my activity at the mind level? What is my activity at the speech level? And what is the activity at the gross platform? That is at the body level. So, and what should be the activity? That is mentioned by Prabhupada. He makes it very clear that Krishna is supreme pure, and if we change our consciousness from material enjoyment to Krishna, we become purified. It's a very, very simple thing. Prabhupada makes it very simple and he presents, but then practicing it is very difficult. It's all about associating with Pavitra, all pure personality. When we associate with all pure personality, we will become purified. And obviously, association basically means associating with Nama, Rupa, Guna, Leela of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yesterday, I was just going through Sachinandan Maharaj's website. So, in that, he mentions about lotus feet meditation. Very nice it is. Where he talks about lotus feet of Radharani, lotus feet of Krishna and Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And then he talks about different symbols in that and significance of the same. So, if we can meditate on these symbols, like Kapil Dev is mentioning in third canto, it's very purifying, very purifying. Now in this 21 days challenge, we have included lotus feet meditation. So the participants feel very nice, where they are observing the lotus feet of Giridhari, his designer anklets and the various ornaments placed on the beautiful lotus feet. So just by observing this again and again, observing the form of the Lord, and trying to meditate on the form of the Lord, in free time, whenever we have time, or when we chant the shlokas, actually trying to memorize the shlokas and try to meditate on the shlokas, it makes a lot of difference. It makes a lot of difference, and the person will get purified. These are the ways to get purified. These are the ways to associate with Krishna. Either we hear or we speak about Krishna. This is what we need to do. Yes. This is the process recommended by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a process of Cheto Darpana Marjanam, cleansing the mirror of the heart. This is the only way we can cleanse our heart. There is no other way. Somehow or the other, yena kena prakarena mana krishna niveshayat, somehow or the other, we have to engage our mind, manaha, in service of the Lord. Again and again, we have to keep checking, am I now engaged in service of the Lord? Am I now engaged in service of the Lord? Am I thinking about the name, form, qualities, pastimes? Or am I doing some practical service? Am I helping some person to become a devotee? Am I doing all these things or not? This is the question. And when we're doing it, yes, Chetu Darpana Marjanam will happen. And very soon, the curtain of Maya will be removed and we'll get the Sakshat Darshan of Lord Shri Krishna. And at that time, after getting purified, and when we become pure devotees, then the service that we offer to Krishna is actually giving pleasure to Krishna. Till then, obviously, Krishna accepts our service, whatever it is, but giving pleasure or not is a big question mark. Yesterday also, Sundar Gopal Prabhu was telling that Lord hears the prayers of a pure devotee only. Now that was a very striking point. Now he hears the prayers of a pure devotee only. Then I understood why we keep telling pure devotees, please pray for me, please pray for me. Because Lord hears their prayers. Obviously, we can also keep trying to offer some prayers. Maybe sometime Lord will hear us also. So why pure devotees? Because they give pleasure to Krishna in various ways. They are fully purified. Their consciousness is completely cleansed. And the mood is all the time giving pleasure to Krishna, serving Krishna. Somehow or the other, this mood has to come. And when that comes, then a pleasure will be given to Krishna. Then actually the service starts. Yes, this shloka from Nectar of Devotion. ऋषिकेण ऋषिकेश सेवनम भक्ति रुच्यते, सर्वोपाधि विनिर्मुक्तम तत्परत्वेन निर्मलम ऋषिकेण ऋषिकेश सेवनम भक्ति रुच्यते. So when we are freed from all the designations, when we are completely purified, then actually we can use our Rishika senses in service of the controller of senses, Rishikesha. Then it's actually pleasure giving, not to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So basically, the essence, now what I understood from this purport, is somehow or the other we have to be very, very alert and conscious and cautious about what we are doing. We cannot get into subconscious mode and do anything and everything that we want. And also, you know, my personal realization in this purport is, you have to keep checking every now and then, am I following the rules and regulations given by the Acharya or not? Or am I relaxing and giving the reasons? Because devotees are very expert in giving reasons. Prabhuji, see here in this particular verse it is mentioned, that particular verse it is mentioned. That's okay. But then what has Acharya told? Has Acharya told to do this? This is the question. Yes. So with this I would like to pause here. Any questions, comments, realizations?
Hare Krishna. So, I just wanted to understand this point you made, like devotees, they do sense gratification in hearing the kirtan of Matajis and something like that. So, means if it is recommended, like, you know, not to hear the Mataji's kirtan, then why they are allowed to do kirtan? Or one more understanding is, like, you know, either they are supposed to do kirtan so that only Mataji's can hear, or Prabhuji's are not supposed to hear. This is one question.
So what I have heard,
this particular rule is for brahmacharis. Because as soon as we hear the sweet voice, then automatically the consciousness will be dipped in the form also. So it is very much recommended, you know, for brahmachari. So it is obvious that whenever, you know, some Mataji is doing kirtan, you know, so they are not allowed. And if you observe in ISKCON also, Mataji will not do the morning Mangalarti kirtan, or, you know, this Guru Puja, or, you know, Sandhya Arati or whatever. In kirtan mela etc. they sing, because obviously, you know, they are devotees. And they're doing nice services, and they should be engaged nicely in service of the Lord. So they are given, you know, this service. So when it comes to brahmacharis, we are not allowed to hear. Others might hear, it's up to them. And maybe, as you said, other Matajis can hear for them. And even in Vrindavan, if we see, so Matajis have a separate place to do kirtan. They sing in Prabhupada Samadhi. And in 24 hours kirtan, Matajis don't sing, you know, in the Krishna Balaram Mandir inside. So restrictions are properly given, you know, wherever it is. Now the point that I was trying to make was, without our notice, subconsciously, the mind will choose that voice. That is the point that I was trying to make. Without our notice, you know, that voice will be chosen and the devotee will start hearing. And it's obviously melodious, you know. As compared to males, female's voice is always sweet. So that's how, you know, the person will choose that particular voice and he'll start hearing. That's the thing. What to do? We cannot comment on that. We cannot comment on that because. No, because in ISKCON, one thing is very clear, that everyone is engaged in service of the Lord. Everyone should be engaged in service of the Lord. And that's what everyone, all the senior devotees are doing. In one or the other way, they engage everyone in service of the Lord. But then the sadhakas have to pick and choose, because everything is available. Many, many things are available in ISKCON. Now it's up to the sadhaka what he picks and chooses. That is there. But then we cannot put restrictions at different places, and that will be a controversy. So, yes. Maybe for more information, we can read Bhakti Vikas Maharaj's book. Mothers and Masters, he has written a book. How, Prabhuji should behave and what they should do and how Mata should be. In fact, he writes in the book, Brahmachari in Krishna Consciousness. I just read first few pages. I have not read the entire book. There he makes it very clear, you know, what a Brahmachari is supposed to do. You know, so especially how he should behave with the female voice, and also behave with the kids. There, that also he writes. As I think yesterday only Prabhuji was telling that when we... Brahmacharis are not supposed to touch the kids. Yesterday only. some class, Harikshita was telling, brahmacharis are not supposed to touch the, he is doing all this, no? No, don't touch the, you know, kids, small kids, because the skin or the softness of the child's body and that of the female is similar. That's what he was telling.
So at this point that we are, devotees are eager to see Krishna, but even more eager is Krishna to show himself to us. But which is, the obstacle is the mode of sense gratification. Even as a devotee will search, seek, I seek for sense gratification for every moment, and that is the biggest obstacle. So we should be checking, alert, cautious and conscious of every moment what I am doing. Am I doing the service or doing sense gratification? That's what.
Hare Krishna. So the point that we have to strive to come to the platform of Avyartha Kalatvam is very, very instructive. We have come in this material world to do sense gratification. And only when we practice to go on the Avyartha Kalatvam platform, that means trying to utilize every moment in Krishna's service, that will be beneficial for a sadhaka. However, it's a very difficult job to do. Being on the Avyartha Kalatvam platform means you are at the level of bhava. So, at the same time, sadhaka should not be discouraged. He should try and try and try and try and try until by the mercy of Guru and Krishna, he actually makes it to the Avyartha Kalatvam platform. Initially, some Avyartha Kalatvam will happen, but when sadhakas like me should condemn himself that, okay, so much time was not used in Krishna's service. So that is the goal, and in my personal understanding, the best way to reach the Avyartha Kalatvam platform is to chant Hare Krishna very sincerely and always be conscious of the mood and mission of the spiritual master. That helps. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Guruji, the point you mentioned where you mentioned that another devotee had mentioned this to you, where it is better to offer a fresh fruit rather than offering a dried fruit. Similarly, we must start devotional practices at a very young age. That's a very very important point that everyone must have. All parents must have this in their minds, and you know, nurture their kids at a very young age, because this 10,000 year period that we have is very important for people to progress. Because if we lose this chance, then who knows, you may take a birth after like a very long time. After 10,000 years you get born, and then if you're born as a plant, then everything's over. So yeah. So yeah, this, it's really important that we start at a very young age and get nurtured and nurture the kids at a very young age, and deliver as many people as possible during this period, this golden age that we have. Hare Krishna.
So in the purport, Prabhupada writes a statement like, you know, the cruel enemy like a lion, he mates once in a year. And he writes like for a human being, once in a month. And when it is a pregnant, when wife is pregnant, he is not supposed to mate. And if he is so lusty, then he can have one more wife who is not pregnant, then he can now enjoy. But here, I just wanted to, I didn't understand the actually what the translation is and the purport here. Here in the translation, Puranjan is having a sex life once. This is the first time it is mentioned. He's having a sex life with the wife. And here in the purport, Prabhupada says like, you know, such an extent like, you know, if he's so much lusty, then he can go with another wife and have a sex. So here I didn't understand like, why Puranjan is portrayed as a, you know, like a so much indulge in sex, this one.
So here basically Narad Muni is preaching to Prachina Barishat. So where Narad Muni is trying to bring him to the platform of pure devotional service. He wants him to come to that platform because his kids are practicing, so he wants him also to practice. So here, the highest standards are mentioned about how a person gets involved in sex life and he completely forgets about it. So when it is said that he enjoys sex with his wife, it is not once that is given. He just goes on. That's what my understanding is. He just goes on. Where is that? In the previous verse, it is stated that Puranjan, although advanced in consciousness, lay down on a very soft bed with his wife. So again and again, this was mentioned that remained always lying down with his head on the pillow of his wife's arms. So all the time he was enjoying sex life with his wife. So what Prabhupada is doing is, he's telling what to do with such people. If they want to regulate, so Prabhupada is talking about regulating sense gratification. So what such people should do? They have to make sure that the sex should be at least, at the max once in a month, that too after such and such, this one during pregnancy, this shouldn't happen. But if the person is so craving for sex, then what he should do? Then get married, another wife, and then have sex. Like that Prabhupada is correlating. Thank you very much. Granthashramad Bhagavatam ki jai. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Yeah.